day warrant celebration in poetry and song. Will her love remember his graceful doe, her only son in her arms as he parted? On her left hand he placed a ring from his right. On his wrist she placed her bracelet. As a keepsake, she took his mantle from him, and he in turn took hers. These verses are 11 centuries old, and they're incredibly precious because this is the only known medieval Hebrew poem by a woman. We don't know her name, but she was the wife of Dinash ibn Labrat, and she wrote these bittersweet lines waiting and hoping for her husband to return to Spain from his exile in Egypt. As an army wife, I too have said my fair share of sad goodbyes, sometimes for 9 months at a time, so I recognise the uncertainty and misery behind her words. And this is the magic of the Geniza, that it introduces us to real women whose lives seem as tangible and vivid as our own.
The essay was presented by Melanie Schmira-Lee. It was a Nightjar production for BBC Radio 3. Stories from the Cairo Geniza continue tomorrow night when Dr. Daniel Davis presents three very different medieval lives. That's at the same time, 10:45, here on BBC Radio 3.
On BBC Radio 3, highlights from the Frick Collection concert series in New York, which has entertained music lovers for more than 70 years. In the Radio 3 lunchtime concert, Tuesday to Friday, performances of Chopin, Mozart, Beethoven and Schubert from a roster of performers including the pianist Roland Pöntinen and the up-and-coming Norwegian virtuoso Vilde Frang. The Radio 3 lunchtime concert, weekdays at 1 o'clock on BBC Radio 3.
And it's the turn of Roland Pöntinen playing Beethoven tomorrow lunchtime, just after the 1 o'clock news. This is BBC Radio 3. We're broadcasting between 90 and 93 FM on digital radio and online. 11:30. 11 o'clock now. Time for Late Junction.
That was Daphne Oram again, and a jingle for an ad for instant tea written in 1962. Something an errand boy could whistle was the brief. And I'm featuring the music of the pioneering electronics composer Daphne Oram throughout this week, leading to our latest Late Junction collaboration session tomorrow night, which brings together music from her archive and London electronics duo Walls. And welcome to the programme. Also tonight, there's Music Radio 3 recorded at the recent Lufthansa Festival of Baroque Music and also from the recent Tectonics Festival in Glasgow. I'm playing different versions of the American song Wayfaring Stranger at the moment. Do let me know if you've come across some interesting versions. This is Natalie Merchant from the album The House Carpenter's Daughter.
I'm only going home. has redeemed their vigils keep. Well, I'm going there to meet my loved ones. Gone on before me when my one. Well, I'm only going over to them. Well, I'm only going soon be free of earthly trials. My body rests in the old churchyard. I'll drop this cross of self-denial. Then I'll go singing. I'm only
Another utterly gorgeous tune from the pen of Jermund Larsson. That was Walsermann. Jermund playing fiddle, Andreas Utnem plays harmonium on the album, and Sondra Meisfjord on bass. And they followed Natalie Merchant's version of Wayfaring Stranger. That's taken from her album The House Carpenter's Daughter. And if you know any versions of Wayfaring Stranger or Wayfaring Pilgrim, as it's sometimes known, do drop me an email, late.junction@bbc.co.uk. The more unusual, the better. Now, some wonderfully controlled playing here. Wind multiphonics in John Zorn's Alia from his Angelus Novus.
Thank you.
A force for good in the universe is how Pat Metheny described John Zorn. Maybe you heard them both on Stuart McConey's Freak Zone on BBC Six Music recently. And Pat's latest album called Tap sees him playing some of Zorn's tunes from his Book of Angels, Volume 20. Well, that was a tune named after the angel Mastamah, and it followed a track called Aliyah from John Zorn's Angelus Novus, played there by the Calithampian consort. I'm Fiona Talkington. You're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3.
Side town, and I'm
Well, singer David G. Cox cites the work of Alan Lomax as a huge inspiration in his life. David's got a PhD in Black American folklore and gospel, and you might know him from his time with cult garage band Fever High Rollers and The Solution. But he left them to pursue his love of three-part harmonies. That was called Song 7, and it comes from David's forthcoming EP, Bag of Bones, which is out next month. There were lots of really good concerts in this year's Lufthansa Festival of Baroque Music, which took place at St John Smith Square in London recently. Dipping into some of Radio 3's recordings, I've chosen the Imaginarium Ensemble playing Jeannica, Le Chant des Oiseaux, and Claire Le Filiatre sings Monteverdi from a concert called The Song of the Birds. The winter of discontent disappears. Spring, the season of love, returns, all bedecked with wanton flowers. Yet you do not return, ungrateful, pitiless Phyllis, to bring an end to my misery.
Thank you.
Jean-Cas, the Song of the Birds, played there by the Imaginarium Ensemble. And before that, we heard the singer Claire Le Filiatre singing Monteverdi, joined by the ensemble La Fenice, both from concerts recorded at this year's Lufthansa Festival of Baroque Music in London. And you can hear more music from the festival played on the Early Music Show. You can listen to that via the BBC iPlayer. Now, as I promised you yesterday, more tonight from the recent Tectonics Festival in Glasgow, a festival promoted by the BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra. Yesterday, I played you the trio of Aidan Moffat, Stuart Braithwaite and the cellist Hildur Guðnadóttir. On the Sunday evening at the festival, Hildur played solo in the Old Fruit Market. Hildur Guðnadóttir, recorded by Radio 3 at the recent Tectonics Festival at the Old Fruit Market in Glasgow. Hildur, very much a performer in residence at the festival. She was playing pretty much solidly for 12 hours on the Saturday, she was telling me. It was great to hear her again. Fine performer. Tomorrow's Late Junction collaboration session, as I've been mentioning this week, brings together the archive of the pioneering electronics composer Daphne Oram with the London-based electronics duo Walls. Daphne Oram's first piece, written specifically for concert performance, was called Four Aspects, written in 1960, a wonderful study in colour from the simplest of tones to something of great complexity.
Thank you.
That's electronics duo Walls, Sam Willis and Alessio Natalizia, and a piece they've called Burnt Sienna. And that followed on from Daphne Oram's very first concert piece from 1960, which she called Four Aspects. And tomorrow night here on Late Junction, you can hear how Walls worked with Daphne Oram's archive to create new music inspired by her work. And Walls will be showcasing some of that on the Radio 3 stage at Latitude as well later on this summer. Eliza Carthy is currently touring with Jim Murray and band, and she's celebrating 21 years as a professional musician with a best-of double album called Wayward Daughter. From that, here's a track called Two Tears.
Two tears.
beautiful santur playing from Javed Afsari Rad, a piece called Flames, following on from Eliza Carthy and Two Tears, which comes from her new best of album called Wayward Daughter. Eliza's on tour at the moment, and you can catch her tomorrow at the Salisbury Festival. Then she's on to Peterborough, Bristol, Edinburgh, Saltaire, Guildford, and finally at the Gate to Southwell Folk Festival. That's on the 6th of June. As I mentioned yesterday, today marks 100 years since the first performance of Stravinsky's ballet The Rite of Spring. Yesterday I played you a version for two accordions of part of another of his ballets, Petrushka. Tonight here's that Shrovetide Fair again, but this time played by the pianist Ramin Rabinovich. from a piano version of Stravinsky's Petrushka, played by Ramin Rabinovich. Today marks 100 years since the first performance of Stravinsky's ballet, The Rite of Spring, and you can hear that in live in concert on Radio 3. Tomorrow night, Esa-Pekka Salonen conducting the Philharmonia. Ray Manzarek, keyboard player and founding member of The Doors with Jim Morrison, died earlier on this month, aged 74. His autobiography, written in 1998, was called Light My Fire, after one of The Doors' most famous songs. The intro to Light My Fire was My Little Bach Study, he wrote. He loved the music he played, and as Alex Petridis writes in The Guardian, maybe that's how Ray Manzarek should be remembered, not just as The Doors' keyboard player, but also as The Doors' biggest fan. Here's a live performance of Light My Fire, recorded in 1970. Till tomorrow. Good night.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Set the night on fire. Time to hesitate is through. No time to wallow in the mire. China we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on.
I'm John Shea, and welcome once again to BBC Radio 3's musical journey through the night. A Bach keyboard partita and a Beethoven string quartet are an hour away, But first today, a concert featuring the Tallinn Chamber Orchestra and their conductor Juha Kangas. Later, they're playing Mozart, a flute concerto and a symphony. But they begin with something from neighbouring Latvia. Petteris Vasks is a contemporary of Juha Kangas, and he wrote Epiphania for the conductor's 65th birthday in 2010. They've been close friends for 2 decades, and Epiphania ends by quoting a Latvian folk song. As an unspoken motto above the music, Vasks says, "I can see the question, what remains at the end of a life full of music?"